From San Antonio, Texas, this is the Manly Training Podcast. I'm Eduardo Quintana, your host, and I'm an author and a speaker. I help motivated but overwhelmed husbands and fathers learn how to lead and love their families so they can have lasting, fulfilling marriages and meaningful influences on their kids. The U.S. is becoming an increasingly fatherless society. A generation ago, an American child could reasonably expect to grow up with his or her father. Today, an American child can reasonably expect not to. This is a quote from David Blackenhorn's book, Fatherless America. Today, on the Manly Training Podcast, we're going to discuss the issue of fatherless homes in America and their devastating consequences. From the economical aftermath to suicide and violence, fatherless children are significantly more at risk than children growing up in two-parent homes. If you're a dad, about to become a dad, or you're an empty nester, you won't want to miss today's episode. Stay with me. That's today on the Manly Training Podcast.
To me, I think dads are important. They bring a lot to the table. They do everything they can to sacrifice and provide for their families.
You know, with the father, you can learn a lot more than with just your mother.
I've lived all my life without a dad. He died when I was very young. And I miss the discipline that he would have given to me.
Dad was the discipline in our family, and we really got on the right track.
I love my father. My father's a great father. He's always pushing me and telling me what to do is right, and always making sure I'm making the right choices, you know. But yeah, I think fathers are great.
So just how important are dads? Well, first let's consider these numbers. There are 64.5 million fathers across the nation. 26.5 million is the number of fathers who are part of married couple families with their own children under the age of 18. This means that roughly 38 million men have children that are growing up in single-parent homes. Care to guess how many of them are single dads raising their own kids? There are 1.8 million dads, single dads, that is, in America. So 36.2 million dads all across our nation are absent fathers. Now, I know what you're thinking. Many of these dads probably passed away, so the number's probably quite smaller, right? Remember, we're talking about dads with children under 18. We are not talking about all dads. The reality is that less than 1% of these dads are missing because of death. This still leaves us with 35.8 million absent fathers. I can almost hear the children calling for their daddies. Today we're talking about fatherless homes and the devastating consequences this has on our society. I am convinced that fatherlessness is the single greatest threat right now to America. Consider this. According to the U.S. Department of Census, 43% of U.S. children live without their father. 90% of homeless and runaway children come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger come from fatherless homes. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a dad. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 85% of children who exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 90% of teenage repeat arsonists live with their moms only. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of teenage patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions have no dad. 85% of youths in prisons grew up in a fatherless home. Are you starting to see a pattern here? Have you heard enough? Did you know that fatherless boys and girls are twice as likely to drop out of high school, twice as likely to end up in jail, and four times more likely to need help for emotional or behavioral problems? Mrs. Hillary Clinton, if you are listening, and I hope you are, do you care? Are you really for America, or is this just another empty political slogan? Mr. Donald Trump, has anyone in your group of experts and counselors made you aware of these alarming numbers? As a successful businessman, can you read these numbers and realize that nothing good can come from this unless we fix it? Do you really want to make America great again? Or is this just another empty political slogan, too? Listen, Mr. or Mrs. future president. If you are serious about being the leader of the greatest nation on earth, and you are serious about being for America and wanting to make America great again, then focus your energy and your time on doing something to reverse this devastating trend. America needs a leader that will finally put their money where their mouth is. There's a generation of young men and women today that grew up in fatherless homes. This is not a recent phenomenon, yet it has been increasing year after year. I come from a fatherless home, and there's many of us who turned out okay. Now notice that I say okay and not great. This is because even though I came from a fatherless home, I did not end up in jail. I did not run away from home or become a drug addict or kill myself. However, growing up fatherless did take a toll on me and on my character for a number of years, until I gave my life to Jesus and realized that I made my own choices, and by the grace of God, I overcame this adversity. But this is not about me. It's about the millions of young boys and girls that are growing up fatherless today. This is about finding solutions and doing something about this destructive trend in America. Are you listening to me? No, really. Are you with me? I am convinced that most social and economical issues that we are facing in America today would be significantly reduced or even eliminated if we could solve the issue of fatherless homes. I don't want to get overly political here, but regardless of your political party preference, you cannot deny the magnitude of the problem. America can be great again if we will do something about the issue of fatherless homes. There has to be incentives, there has to be programs, something going on to put the family back together again. There's an old saying that goes like this: as the family goes, so goes the nation. So here's the catch, and this is not just for our future president, but for you and me. This is for the millions of men across America that have finally had enough. It's time to do something about it. As Americans, we need to focus our energy, our time, and our resources on this one issue. Because of fatherless homes, our economy is in shambles. Because of fatherless homes, crime is rampant and families are being destroyed. Did you know that in the Ten Commandments, before a word is said about how we are to treat one another, God starts with the family? He says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." That's Exodus 20:12. In Genesis, we have God bringing Adam and Eve together. He started with a family. He created the family. And he alone defines the family. Not the government, not special interest groups. God does. You must know that God loves the family. Do you know how I know this? It's because there's only one picture that God gives to a lost world to show his love for the church and the church's love for him. That picture is marriage. He says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Ephesians 5:25. "And wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." So here's what God is saying. Look at this Christian couple right here. See the way that that husband loves his wife? That is how I love this church. That's how I love my people. See how that wife loves her husband? That's how my church loves me. That's how my people love me. Because of this, when a Christian family starts to unravel, and when Christian people get divorced, it's devastating in many ways to the testimony of the believers in any given community. It's been said that a family can survive without a nation, but a nation cannot survive without the family. It's time to stand up for what we know is right. This is what manly training is about. This is why it's so important. Won't you share manlytraining.com with everyone you know? Share this podcast. Get involved. And most importantly, be a man. Here on Manly Training, we are all about community. And one of the ways to connect with the Manly Training community is by becoming a friend of the Manly Training community on Facebook. When you join the Manly Training Facebook community, you can participate in online discussions, post comments, ask questions, and connect with other Manly Training listeners. It's a great way to stay in touch with your friends on Manly Training. To become a Facebook friend, just go to manlytraining.com and click on the Facebook icon on our page. Well, next week on the Manly Training Podcast, we will continue with the current series, Where Are the Dads?